the truth.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Do I feel lucky?
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
Welcome back to another episode of Through the Lens. This is a weird situation. I think we've done it before, but this is Darren. Normally I have Tracy, but who do I have today?
Marsha.
Now, that's not unusual. What's unusual is I've realized that when I try to do the review by myself, it's really weird.
Yeah, I kind of tuned it out when I listened to it. It's just you.
Wait, what?
Oh, sorry.
But so I have Marsha here, but she actually did not see this film.
So I want to see it, if that
so
helps.
She's like my sidekick without having seen it. So we'll see if she can help move this along. What did I see today, a brief couple hours ago?
Dune, part two, No Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, you stole my thing.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
You would think it would have like some type of subtitle, but I guess, I mean, it really shouldn't because it's all based off of one book.
Well, I mean, there's like six books.
Well, there's a series of books, yeah.
But okay, so for the uninitiated, and this is where you can actually help, let's start with the stats. How long is this movie? What's it rated?
2 hours and 46 minutes long. That's even longer than the first one.
And?
Which I did see, by the way.
What's it rated?
PG-13. I'm going to assume for violence without seeing it.
Yeah, that's accurate, pretty accurate. This is where you can help. You know the source material. What is this based on? You said books. So talk to me a little bit about who wrote it. What's the deal? Is this like a big thing or just like, you know, what's the deal with Dune? I've read it too, but I'm letting you talk.
Like, did you read like the series of books or did you just read like the book Dune?
I think I got through two of them.
Oh, goodness. I mean, I read, it's like Frank Herbert's original novel Dune, which like, the original movie, gosh, when was that movie? In the 80s? Was based off of, and they put all that into one movie.
Yeah.
But that was just the first book.
But it was not considered a good movie.
I don't know. It kind of has like a cult following at this point, I guess.
Fair.
But it, yeah, it probably, going back, it probably doesn't hold up that much. But I really enjoyed the first movie in this kind of remake. And
by the way, when you say Herbert, it looks like Herbert.
Yeah.
I don't know how you pronounce it.
I think it's supposed to be Herbert.
I don't know. I'm not cultured. French. I'm not cultured. I'm just saying if you've seen it on the bookshelves or in writing, it's H-E-R-B-E-R-T.
Oh, well.
It could be Herbert. I don't know.
Actually born in Washington, so I don't know if he's actually French. I think it's Herbert. Maybe it's Herbert.
I just want people to know that that's the same guy. We don't know for sure.
But coming out of the original book Dune, there's a series of books as well. I don't know if part two of Dune picks up into the series or if it's all still just based on the original book. I'm going
to
assume.
In addition to that, I think he died in like 80s or something, right? But his son has continued to write these books. So there's like Children of Dune and Legends of Dune and Dune Boogaloo. Like there's a lot of books that keep going.
Yeah, there was a series in mid-90s, I think, Children of Dune. It was like Sci-Fi Channel. I own the series.
You do because I do too. When we got married, I was like, "How do I have two copies of this stupid Sci-Fi Channel series?" So a couple things about Dune. If you've never seen it, it's basically this sand planet where they make this or they harvest this stuff called spice, which is kind of like drugs, right? I mean, people. It's got that's my allegory. I don't know.
Yeah,
and. They're kind of fighting for control of these families are fighting control of it. It's like a universe sprawling geopolitical drama. And I just remember sandworms. So that's how I describe it.
True.
So let's start with who's in this. Cause you looked at the cast to prepare and help me. And you're like, wait, everyone is in this. So I'm going to let you, let's play.
Well, the top people returning from the first movie are Timothy Chalamet.
What? Okay, he's a thing, but why is he a thing except for Dune 1?
Most recently it was like Willy Wonka.
Okay, that's it.
His like big breakout role was Call Me By Your Name. Call Me By My Name. I forget now.
I never saw it.
But I mean, I think he's kind of like the it guy.
He is.
Yeah.
I just don't know why, but he is.
He was a pretty good Wonka.
I didn't get to see Wonka.
Sorry. It also has Zendaya in it. And they really hyped her up in the first movie, but she was in it for about 7 minutes.
And, she's in it more this time.
I'm assuming she's in it a lot, kind of knowing the story.
She's Mary Jane from the Spider-Man movies, just to position
you. Tie in your Marvel.
Yeah.
Rebecca Ferguson is in it. She's got a pretty big role.
She's from one of the Mission Impossibles, right?
Yes. She's in like 2, maybe 3 Mission Impossibles. Javier Bardem.
What was the big movie where he was like the serial killer guy?
No Country for Old Men.
Yeah, is that it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. All right, keep going.
Josh Brolin.
Thanos. And lots of other stuff. He's like he's like potentially Kevin Bacon.
He's getting there.
He's in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he's been
acting for a long time.
Academy Award nominees, Florence Pugh and Austin Butler.
Elvis and Black Widow's little sister.
Yeah. She was nominated for Academy for that. No, but yeah, that's her. I remember from the first movie, David Batista.
Drax.
Yeah.
I'm just going to just tell you other people. I don't know why anyone cares about this, but I'm just going to keep doing it.
But he plays a pretty decent role in this.
He's less in this one.
Okay. And I'll cut off the cast at that point because there's some people that I'm assuming don't have pivotal roles in here, but you would be surprised to see.
Yeah, you can cut. I mean, there's some more famous. There's more famous people in it, but yeah, they're not big. So, a couple observations.
Oh, and it's also directed by Denis Villeneuve.
Okay, that dude's got a thing. What's he done? We talked about this when we did the first one.
He did Blade Runner 2042.
The sequel,
the newest one, Arrival. He does very like cinematic, like, you know, sprawling cinematography. Like, that's kind of his artistic like direction in a lot of his movies.
I don't think he has like
and I remember for the first movie was beautiful.
I don't think he has like a John Woo style doves coming out all the time in long capes, but you're right, but that is a hallmark of his stuff. And this movie,
like, the scenery is a character in his movies.
Yeah, you kind of ruined my review by going out of order, but I'll spoil
it. Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. We didn't really plan this. And you didn't see the movie. It is a gorgeous film. The cinematography is amazing. Everything from the costuming to the set design, the sandworms, and also they do some color paletting thing to signify different places. That's actually very interesting. So it's a very pretty movie. So even when nothing is really happening, it's kind of an entertaining film. I want to go back to the cast a little bit because it's interesting. Chalamet did well. He kind of had some character. The best characters, I really like the Austin Butler guy was really good. And I like Skellen Skarsgård, who's the big, fat, Harkonnen bad guy who's kind of a blobby dude. Oh, yeah,
he was in the first one. Okay, and I forgot that.
I told you everyone's in this. So they were good.
I forgot that's who he played.
Javier Bardem had a lot of charisma in his part. He was cool. Florence Pugh was kind of a waste. And I usually like
her.
Really? She didn't do anything for me. She was just kind of there. Could have been played by anybody.
Chewing scenery.
She didn't even chew scenery. She just took up scenery. So I just didn't really get what she added to it. But this movie is interesting. They got a lot of the exposition out in the first one. If you remember, it kind of dragged on a little bit with the... But you didn't really get a picture of what was going on. I think they cut out a lot of the other world stuff, if you remember. But this movie spends a lot... maybe 50% more time with the Emperor side of things. And that's where...
Oh, that's the cool stuff.
But that really spends more time with the Harkonnens, who are the bad guys. If the first film, they're the bald, really pasty dudes. Right. They're the rival family for the Atreides family. And you actually go to their world, and that's where the color paletting is very interesting. And you really learn a lot more about them. And so I thought that was interesting about this movie. I thought the pacing was better with this movie. If you remember the first one, it was like, let's really talk a lot and do some stuff and talk some more. And then there was a couple of fight scenes and it just kind of ended.
Mm-hmm.
So this movie is still jam-packed with, I'll call it, prophecy, exposition, and like talking and stuff, geopolitical intrigue. But they do a nice job of like doing that for 15 minutes and having a pretty cool fight sequence and then going back and looking at what these Harkonnens are doing. And then
so it kind of keeps you interested.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like I was bored the other parts, but like it had a lot more action mixed in. The pacing was just a little bit, it didn't drag as much as the first one, which is weird because it's longer, right?
Right. I mean, it only ran like 10 minutes, but yeah.
And the other thing I kind of didn't like about the first movie is that it just ended.
True.
Like it didn't have any like beginning, middle, or end. It just like, hey, we're in the desert and it's like over. And you're like, what happened? And so this movie does a much better job of having a more traditional arc and it has an ending, although that ending probably sets up Dune 3, 4, 5 and ad nauseum. But it does have
so kind do of you a, think, and I don't know if any of this has been discussed, entertainment news or anything, is do you think there'll be another one?
Yeah, I mean, look, first of all, it's Hollywood, right? So if this makes money, they're going to try to make more. Secondly, it's not going to be like Game of Thrones where they get beyond the books because there's like 6 books at least. So
right.
They can. It's not like they're making up stuff that isn't true to the books. They can just continue to mine the books. So I would assume they're going to go as long as they can. The movie is very well made. I mean, again, it's dense. I think the books are dense. They set up a whole universe. You got the spy stuff. You got these families fighting each other. You have this long history of an emperor. I think that they're kind of like sprawling epics. And so it definitely is trying to be an epic. And, you know, is it trying to be like, I don't know, Lord of the Rings maybe, where it's just like a whole universe populated? It's not fantasy at all, but I think it's trying to establish that. Maybe like, this is going to sound horrible, like the prequel Star Wars.
Oh, jeez.
Where they try to set up like all these other factions.
I don't like sand.
Yeah. No Jar Jar Binks, though. But so like, you know, other than that, it's not like Star Wars, but I think it's trying to set up universes like that. And it does a pretty decent job of doing that, given that it's really hard to, I think I haven't read the books in a long time. You more recently than me probably, but
I mean, it's been at least 20 years.
They're hard to adapt.
Yeah. Because I mean, there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on, but
there's a lot of people.
And it's not like a lot. It's maybe like Game of Thrones in that respect. Like just in the books. Like
it's not like a lot of story. It's a lot of people. And the story is trying to connect those people, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, and it's not like a lot. I don't remember a lot of fighting and stuff. I remember. So it's like not like visual. I also remember the books like have all these crazy concepts, like people who can like either read minds or control minds or talk with their minds. And you can't do that visually, right? And I think they kind of had to change some stuff. So
yeah,
it's a great way to adapt a really dense book. Like I really think this movie is well made. You can tell that they're taking it seriously, and it's not like, oh, we have Dune the name, but we're gonna just do whatever we want to make money. So
right.
I think if you like the books, even though I don't necessarily remember them, you'll like this. I think if you like the first one, you're gonna like this one probably a little bit better. I think if you like those sort of epic sci-fi things. The other thing about this, I talked about the visuals. The interesting thing about it is it has a lot of future stuff. It's like spaceships and things, and they, you know, people can fly and do all that stuff, but it's got a very like gritty kind of like retro vibe to it too. Right. I don't want to say steampunk, that's wrong.
Like a Mad Max kind of like
Mad Max, but it's got more futuristic stuff, but it doesn't like always work. Right? Yeah. Like, it looks kind of gritty and it's not shiny and plasticky. And the sand was very pretty because it's just everywhere. You'd think it'd be boring, but
never thought I'd hear you say pretty so many times in one review.
I was looking at it like, this is cool looking. I mean, it just looked cool. And I guess I should tell people, if you don't care about any of this, you just like those worms. There are more sandworms. They hide them for a while. I'm like, show me the worms.
The real question is, are movie theaters going to do the sandworm popcorn bucket again?
I forgot about that. Can you describe that? Because
no.
It was like, it looked... just, not appropriate.
Just look it up.
Did they do that for the last movie or this one?
I forget. It was the last movie.
Yeah.
I thought.
I don't know, but I do remember the sandworm bucket. It's probably not appropriate for anyone to eat out of. But they're probably the thing I remember most about both the books. They're on all the covers of the books.
Yeah.
And they're also kind of like probably the thing you're selling the movie on. So... yeah, there are more sandworms. The sandworms actually do stuff.
Oh, no, it is this Dune 2 popcorn.
I thought it was more recently, so. Okay, she's showing me a picture right now. I don't know. I don't think the Dune Bucket is at the Strand, so
no,
you can go.
No, it's not. So,
By the way, while we're talking, can you look up the show times for me, please?
Absolutely.
So, a couple things. I don't think you need to read the book to understand the movie because they really explain everything, probably to ad nauseum a little bit. And I do think you need to see the first movie because there's just a lot going on. But if you don't want to see the first movie, just know that there's this spice stuff that everyone's fighting over. And you're going to hear it, but the Harkonnens killed this dude's whole family. That's probably all you need to really know in the first one. Or go see the first one. That's not really a spoiler, probably. What was I going to say? Oh, I do have to say one more thing. The acting I mentioned is pretty good. Pew didn't do much for me, which is a shame, but there's some really clunky dialogue, laughingly bad.
George Lucas dialogue.
George Lucas when young Darth Vader is trying to hit on that on his whatever
future wife. When he's 10. Okay.
Not when he's 10, when he's Hayden Christensen style. Oh, okay. It's just I will never stop loving you as long as I have air to breathe. And you're like, come on.
You won't have air to breathe in three more movies.
It was so bad.
Spoiler alert.
Hard to take somebody. They just kind of dropped in there. But other than that, it was a pretty well-written film. And I did as I said, Austin Butler had a really creepy, good vibe. I didn't recognize him.
Well, I just was scrolling through some pictures and yeah,
because I never saw the Elvis movie. He's not really been in too much, has he? He was on Saturday Night Live once. But I didn't recognize him. So Zendaya looks like her. I don't think you can make Zendaya. Her. Is it Zendaya?
It is Zendaya.
I'm sorry. I don't know. She's from Disney or something, isn't she?
Yeah.
I don't know. She's a thing. Oh, she was in the... What was the one we saw? Oh, The Greatest Showman. Wasn't she in that?
She was.
Hated that movie.
She's also her Spider-Man's girlfriend in real life. You know this.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Tom Holland's girlfriend.
What? Really?
Yes.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
All right, back to Dune.
I'm going down the rabbit hole of who's dating. Who's Aunt May dating in real life?
I don't know.
I'm just kidding. Okay. Is everyone in the movie dating someone from the movie? Is she really dating... Happy Hogan?
Right? That would be funny.
Okay, so when can people see Dune Part 2 at the Strand?
Well, if you're heading out this weekend, you can see it Saturday, March 2nd, 1 p.m., 5:15 p.m., 9:30 p.m., Sunday, March 3rd, 1 p.m. and 5:15 p.m. I believe it's carrying over to next weekend.
I got to figure. It just came out.
Yeah.
I don't know if this would be helpful, but it's a long movie, and I think this is definitely kind of a niche sci-fi movie. So can you tell us what else is showing this weekend at the Strand in case people are I'm not really interested in that?
Yes, there is a well-reviewed movie, Bob Marley, One Love, kind of tells his life story a bit. That is showing Saturday, March 1st, 5:15, 8:15, Saturday, March 2nd, 1:15, 4:15, 7:15, Sunday, March 3rd, 1:15, 4:15. And then we're also showing...
That's so nice that you said we.
I know.
I'm part of the Strand fam.
Drive Away Dolls.
What?
I have not heard anything about this movie.
It looks very arty.
Niche.
It's got a flamingo and a suitcase. I mean, this poster is actually interesting. Those legs are kind of disturbing.
It is a Ethan Coen movie.
That's probably all you actually need to know. I was going to say.
Wait,
we can read this. By the way, this is the first time, so I don't know what I'm saying. Jamie regrets her breakup with her girlfriend while Marion needs to relax. In search of a fresh start, they embark on an unexpected road trip to Tallahassee. Things quickly go awry when they cross paths with a group of inept criminals. Actually, between
that
description...
That's pretty much every Coen Brothers movie.
I didn't need to know.
Not even the brothers. This is just Ethan Coen.
Where does other brother go?
I'm not sure.
It's like having the Shul Bros without Jeff. Can't do that.
Yeah. But that is showing... Saturday 1:30, 4:30, 7:30, Sunday 1:30, 4:30.
Excellent. Well, do you have any final thoughts for this movie you didn't see?
Well, I would like to see it, but I think in my own stand, I will need to watch the first one again. which is streaming right now.
I was pleasantly surprised. So I put this in my written review. First movie was a little exposition heavy and a little slow, although it was pretty and a good movie. I just didn't have enough moxie to like get myself up to see it again. So I have not That's seen fair. It since the first one. And this was delayed by the strike. So this is a 2021 movie. And it took so I didn't
Did
really...
they film them together?
No, I don't think they... Well, I don't know if they filmed together, but like I don't think they wanted to release it during the strike because they couldn't do press and they might not have been done, but it was definitely delayed. But I didn't really remember much about it other than the points I told you about. And I don't think I really... I don't think you need to re-see it.
Okay.
It's during the desert.
I don't have 3 hours of free time in my life.
That's a 7-hour commitment, you know? Right. So anyway, thank you so much, Tracy. We miss you. I don't think your job is at risk because Marcia would rather listen to you than me, apparently.
Correct.
So we will see you hopefully next week. By the way, there's some movies coming out. Have you seen the trailer for Kong? This is one of our like end of the movie review like diversions. Have you seen the movie for the Godzilla Kong?
I have not.
Okay, after we hang up with this, you got to watch it. It looks pretty crazy.
Okay.
All right, cool. See you guys next week, hopefully.